Thank you. A message from Major League Baseball.
Reno Aces Baseball is on. Reno Aces Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirute.
Good evening, everybody, from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on MILB TV, where tonight it's game five of the six-game series. The Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. It's great to have you with us on a beautiful Saturday night here in downtown Reno, where the Aces and the Bees are each looking to get the upper hand in this series. This set is tied at two games apiece. The Aces pulling even in this series last night with a 7-3 win, and a game that Reno started with a six-run bottom of the first inning. As we take you back to last night's contest, it was Buddy Kennedy after back-to-back walks were drawn, getting the scoring started with an RBI single to left center, and Reno had a 1-0 lead at that point. Two batters later, Dominic Canzone, an RBI single to make it 2-0. And then the early fireworks, Camden Dusenak, a three-run blast, and Jake Hager followed that up with a solo homer. And the Aces, when the dust had settled, had six runs on six hits in that first inning. Salt Lake starter Robinson Pena went just a third of that inning. He gave up all six runs, all earned on four hits. He walked two and did not record a strikeout. The Bees got two of those runs back in the third inning. A wild pitch brought a run, and then an RBI single from Matt Theis brought a second run in that third inning for Salt Lake. And the Bees at that point trailed it 6-2. The Aces, though, had added their lead in the bottom of the fourth. The leadoff single by Dominic Fletcher, and then Wilmer Defoe, an RBI double to make it 7-2. The Bees would get the last run of the game. Dylan Thomas homered in the fifth inning with one out. That made it 7-3, but that's as close as the Bees would get. And Aces starter Ryan Nelson worked around some spots last night and pitched really well and stayed very composed all night. He went seven innings, beg your pardon. He gave up three runs, all earned on eight hits. He walked two, and he struck out five. Sean Poppin and Luis Frias locked it down. Each had a perfect inning down the stretch as Aces pitching retired the last seven batters that they faced. And that is how it went down last night here at Greater Nevada Field. The Aces with a 7-3 win over the Bees. Our final totals, the Aces, 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They left 9 stranded. The Bees, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 8 stranded. The winning pitcher, Ryan Nelson, he is now 9-5. The losing pitcher, Robinson Pena, he is now 0-2. And there was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 49 minutes. And the paid attendance last night, 9,021, a sellout crowd. Again, 9,021 here at Greater Nevada Field. And it was a lot of fun every night. And the Aces fans hoping to generate similar energy tonight, and it's a pitching matchup worthy of it. Brandon Fott on the mound for the Aces. Fott has dazzled in 3 Pacific Coast League starts, and he'll be opposed by Cesar Valdez, an ace from way back when. And Valdez at age 37, beg your pardon, is second in the PCL in ERA coming into this outing. So Aces past and present tonight go head-to-head with Brandon Fott and Cesar Valdez. The Aces come into this game tonight with an 8-game lead on the Las Vegas Aviators. Vegas losing last night, and with the Aces win, Reno gaining another game of separation. So the Aces are 8 games up on the Aviators. The Aces 65-50. Aviators are sub 500 now, 57-58, 8 games out. Salt Lake 55-60, 10 games back. Tacoma 52-63, 13 out. And Sacramento, who we will see next, 50-65 and 15 games back. In the East, Oklahoma City leading the way. 66-49 are the Dodgers. El Paso's right behind them. 63-51, 2.5 back. Round Rock, 61-54, 5 games out. Sugar Land, 53-62, 13 out. And Albuquerque, 52-62, and 13.5 games out in the PCL East. So that's the landscape in this Coast League on this Saturday, August 20th. We will turn it over to the public address for tonight's national anthem. And following the anthem, we will have the starting lineups in the first pitch, the Aces and the Bees, game 5 of this series. And again, the starting lineups in first pitch following our national anthem. On a beautiful Saturday night in August in downtown Reno. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us for Reno Aces Baseball on the radio. And welcome now to our audience joining us on MILB TV. Devin Galang directing our broadcast tonight. It's great to have you with us here from Greater Nevada Field for Game 5 of this series. The Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And let's give you tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the visiting Bees, as posted by manager Lou Marson. Leading off, the third baseman Keen Wong, batting second in right field Dylan Thomas. Hitting third, playing second base, Michael Stefanik. The cleanup batter, first baseman Mike Ford. Hitting fifth in left field, Jake Gatewood. Batting sixth, the center fielder Steven Duggar. And rounding it out for Salt Lake, batting seventh and catching Chad Wallach. Hitting eighth, the DH Orlando Martinez. Batting ninth, the shortstop Jake Palamaki. Again, Wong at third, Thomas in right, Stefanik at second, Ford at first, Gatewood in left, Duggar is the DH, and Palamaki the shortstop. The starting nine for the Reno Aces posted by Gil Velasquez. Leading off, the right fielder Dominic Fletcher, batting second, center fielder Corbin Carroll. Hitting third, third baseman Wilmer Defoe, the cleanup batter, designated hitter Seth Beer. Hitting fifth, first baseman Dominic Canzone, batting sixth, the shortstop Jake Hager. And rounding it out for Reno, batting seventh in left field, Camden Duzenac, hitting eighth. The catcher, Dominic Maroglio, batting ninth. The second baseman, John Carlos Cintron, riding an eight-game hit streak. Again, Fletcher in right, Carroll in center, Defoe in third. Beer, the DH, Canzone at first, Hager, the shortstop, Duzenac in left, Maroglio, the catcher, and Cintron at second. It's Cesar Valdez on the mound for the Bees. We'll talk more about him when he toes the slab in the bottom of the first. But on the mound for the Aces, it is right-hander Brandon Fott, who has impressed in three starts in the PCL, 2-0. With a 2.37 ERA, Fott making his Greater Nevada Field debut. All three of his starts have come on the road. And Fott, prior to his promotion with Amarillo, was 6-6 with a 4.53 ERA. Had 144 strikeouts and 105 innings in AA. We are set to go. Fott employs an over-the-head windup. And the first pitch is at 6.37 p.m. Pacific time. And is going to be lofted toward the left field line. And racing over there is Jake Hager. And Jake Hager getting warmed up early with a nice run toward the tarp. A long way to go for Jake. but he makes the catch in foul territory, and that is how our ball game begins on the first pitch. There's one away, and Dylan Thomas is coming up next. The game time temperature here at Greater Nevada Field is a gorgeous 92 degrees, a comfortable 92. Should be a beautiful night here in downtown Reno for baseball. In from the left side is Dylan Thomas, and the pitch on the way. And it's taken up high, ball one. The home plate umpire is the crew chief, Lou Williams. Up the first base line is Sam Birch. And James Fitzpatrick, a fill-in umpire, is working third base. And again, last night, Tyler Olson, part of this crew, had to come out after getting hit in the mask with a foul ball. That's fouled back by Thomas. And it's 1-1, time off for Tyler Olson. But we certainly wish him well and hope he gets back to the field soon. That looked like a nasty foul ball that he took off his mask last night. Fott winds over his head, and the 1-1 is swung on and fouled back, and now 1-2. The aces defensively, the outfield left to right, Camden Duzenac, Corbin Carroll, and Dominic Fletcher. The infield third to first, Wilmer Defoe, Jake Hager, Giancarlo Cintron, and Dominic Canzone. Dominic Maroglio behind the dish, and the aforementioned right-hander, Brandon Fott, is on the hill. Out of Bellarmine, and the right-hander brings his 1-2, and it is off the outside. And it's two balls and two strikes. The aces, their Saturday look tonight. White pants, blue top with the letter R on the left front of the jersey. The red diamond inside that letter R. On the back of the jersey, a white number trimmed in red. And the aces, their traditional home cap. The blue cap, the white A with the red diamond inside. So that's fouled back off the mitt of Maroglio. Two balls and two strikes. The bees, traveling gray pants. They're wearing gold tops with bees written in black block letters trimmed in white on the front of the jersey, a black number on the lower left front of the jersey, and a black number on the back of that gold jersey. Looks like the aces are playing the Savannah Bananas tonight. There's the 2-2 and a swing and a foul off to the left. Black cap for the bees with their primary logo out front. And a light breeze is blowing out to right field here at game time. This is a Chamber of Commerce night here in downtown Reno. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a foul back, so it stays two balls and two strikes. The shadows are covering most of the infield, and little splotches of sun back of the second base bag and also at the first base bag, just back of it. But the hitter and the pitcher are in the shadows. All the outfielders right now are in the sun, but the shadows closing in on Duzenac and left. Here's the wind and the 2-2, and it is in tight and a full count now. Three balls and two strikes, and Dylan Thomas has worked a terrific at-bat here against Fott, who had the first out on one pitch. Fifth-round selection of the D-backs, part of that pandemic draft, the 149th overall pick in 2020. As that swung on and fouled back, and the D-backs looking like they got a good one at pick number 149 in Fott. Three balls, two strikes, it remains to Thomas. It's been a nine-pitch at bat. Pitch number 10 is swung on and missed. And so Fott wins the lengthy battle with Dylan Thomas and picks up his first strikeout. That was a pitch that was in on the hands, and it would have been a strike, too. It was at the very top of the zone. That was an excellent 3-2 pitch by Fott. Not a pitch that Dylan Thomas is going to do a lot with if he makes contact. And yet would have been a strike had he taken it. So two down, and Stefanik in from the right side. Stefanik batting 301, two homers, 25 runs batted in. He swings and lashes that foul off to the right for strike one. Matt Dice was a late scratch tonight for Salt Lake. So they had a lineup adjustment later in the day as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's now nothing in two. Dice last night went 2-for-3, was in the midst of a 15-game on-base streak, so not sure if he'll be in the lineup tomorrow, not sure why he was scratched, but that's why Dice is not in there. Just a late scratch. Here's the 0-2, and a slider, he did not swing. It was to the outside, a check swing by Stefanik. The pitch missed. Always have to wait for that call to come in from Hawkeye first. Looked like it was off the outside. And maybe Stefanik went there. One ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch. A and it's up and outside, and it's now 2-2. Well, give a lot of credit to Dylan Thomas. This is now a 15-pitch inning for Brandon Pfaadt, and he had the first out on the first pitch of the game. And now time is called as Stefanik will back. Stefanik went 1-for-4 last night, had a single, and scored one of the three Salt Lake runs. Here's the wind, and here it comes, and Stefanik swings and lifts a fly ball to right center field, pretty deep, but Carroll has room. It's a big part of the outfield toward the triangle, and Carroll hauls it in for the final out of the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning to start for Brandon Pfaadt. Nothing across for the Bees in the top of the first. We go to the home half at Salt Lake, nothing, and Reno coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
No score. Dominic Fletcher will get it started for the Aces in the bottom of the first inning. After a 1-2-3 frame worked by Brandon Pfaadt, right-hander Cesar Valdez is on the mound for the Bees, number two in the PCL and ERA. And the Aces need a first base coach before we can get started. Clifton Kennedy will handle the honors. Might know him as Buddy. There he is. That is not Dominic Fletcher. But someone should take a screen grab of that and give it to Buddy. He'd appreciate it. Here's the pitch to Fletcher, and it's in for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Fletcher batting 306, four homers and 24 runs batted in. Center fielder Duggar is slightly towards left. Valdez, the 37-year-old righty, deals, and it's outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The outfield left to right for the Bees, Jake Gatewood, Stephen Duggar, and Dylan Thomas. The infield third to first, Keen Wong, Jake Palamaki, Michael Stefanik, and Mike Ford. Chad Wallach behind the plate, and Valdez deals, and a changeup is bounced fouled off to the right, and it's 1-2. Get used to hearing me say that a lot tonight. Cesar Valdez, a pretty much fastball changeup, mixes his speeds, hits his spots. It's very old school. It is pitching artistry at its finest as that pitch is in the dirt. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Valdez signed originally by the Diamondbacks out of the Dominican in 2005. Made his big league debut with the D-backs in 2010. An original Reno ace from 2009. Here's the 2-2 and a swing and a pop-up. And this is going to be shallow left center field. Gatewood and Duggar, and it will be Duggar waving off Gatewood and making the catch in the bright sunshine out there, and that is out number one. And that's the idea for Cesar Valdez, induce some soft contacts. And Valdez authored a remarkable start here back in April, the shortest start or the shortest game in this ballpark's history. That start was on April 22nd. He went a complete game, nine innings, allowing two runs on five hits while striking out eight. It was a masterpiece as that pitch is low and inside, ball one to Corbin Carroll. Corbin batting 308, five homers and 18 runs batted in. The pitch It's down the middle, and it's even at 1-1. That was a 79-mile-an-hour straight changeup that dabbed the heart of the zone. The wind and the pitch, and a swing and a pop-up foul back out of play. And the count is 1-2. Valdez at times will make it look very easy. He's a very easy delivery. Well, over the head wind piece, and the pitch is a changeup moving down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Carroll. The 2-2. And a swing and a ground ball toward the middle. To his left goes Keen Wong. The third baseman has it. Throws to first and just in the nick of time to get Carroll. And beg your pardon, that was actually Palamaki. Palamaki was the guy on the left side of the infield that time. They moved Wong to the right of the shift. And, Palamaki had to be perfect there with everything in order to get Corbin Carroll. So nice play by Jake Palamaki with two down. Wilmer Defoe coming up next. Three to the right of second. That same shift for Defoe. And a pitch. And Defoe jackknifes out of the way of one inside. 84-mile-an-hour fastball there from Valdez. I believe it's Wong who's tight to the infield grass at third. Pitch. And a swing and a fly ball to straightaway center field. Pretty well hit, but Duggar has room back there. He reaches up and makes the catch right in front of the warning track. And that ends the inning. Duggar had to extend farther up than I think maybe he anticipated. But he gets the ball in his glove and gets Valdez a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. Nothing across for the Aces in the home half. We go to the second. Still scoreless in downtown Reno on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. Spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Brandon fought a 1-2-3 first inning, and he is back to work for the top of the second. Each of these starters going perfectly through their half inning. And the pitch to Mike Ford is going to miss down and in. A curveball from Fought. 1-0 to Ford, who's batting .271 with 2 homers and 5 runs batted in. Ford last night went 0-for-4, grounded into a double play. Had a 2-hit night on Thursday. A couple of singles, a walk, and a run scored. Pitch is swung on and pulled to the right side. Diving stop made by Canzone. To his feet, gives the underhand toss to Fought, covering the bag, and a 3-1 putout begins the top of the second inning. Nicely done by Canzone. Good timely cover by Fought to get Mike Ford. One up, one down here in the second, and Jake Gatewood is coming up next, and Fought knew exactly what he had to do. It's like the light turned on for him, and immediately over to first base, and nicely done. Gatewood in from the right side. Here's the wind and the pitch. And Gatewood takes a strike. I thought that was a strike, but it just missed just beneath the strike zone, the 3D zone from Hawkeye. It's 1-1 on that slider to Gatewood. The wind down, the 1-0 is low and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Ironically, it was a lot easier to anticipate an umpire's called strike than the Hawkeyes' called strike sometimes, and I find that very ironic. Considering Hawkeye is supposed to standardize the zone somewhat as that swung on and missed, and it's 2-1. Gatewood again, 232, has averaged 16 home runs, really good powers, and 45 runs batted in. The 2-1, and Gatewood looks at one away. And now three balls and a strike. Gatewood had last night's game off. Two nights ago on Thursday, he had an infield single as part of a 1-for-3 night. Again, they shift him to the left side, fought the wind and the 3-1, and Gatewood swings and chops it to the left side. Charging is Hager. He pounds the glove. Fields throws to first in time to get Gatewood for out number two. Nice play by Jake Hager. That was a slow bounding ball. And Hager on the move, making a very nice play to field it and throw that strike to first base to Canzone. So two down. And Steven Duggar coming up next. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? These fans are living greater tonight here at Greater Nevada Field. Just a gorgeous night to be out here. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Steven Duggar. Tomorrow, Day Baseball, 105 is the matinee. Tickets, RenoAces.com. Should be a splendid day for baseball. The 0-1 is off the outside, but he went on a check swing on the appeal. And now it's nothing in two. Looks like a good call. No balls and two strikes to Duggar. Outfield straightaway, two on either side of second, and the pitch swung on and skied to left center field. Duzenac and Carroll go over, and this is going to be Corbin Carroll making the catch in left center field to end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning for Fott. Who's going to blink first tonight? Nothing across for the Bees in the top of the second. We go to the home half, still scoreless on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Fans will tell you who's up as we go to the bottom of the second inning in a scoreless game. Seth Beer in from the left side, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one. That was a blistering 84-mile-an-hour fastball from Cesar Valdez. Seth batting .244, 12 homers and 49 runs batted in. There's the wind and the pitch, and Beer swings us a high drive deep to right. Well, we asked who's going to blink first, and it's Cesar Valdez as he gives up a home run to Seth Beer to start the scoring for the Aces tonight. A solo home run for Seth, number 13 in an Aces uniform this season. And Reno with a 1-0 lead, and little doubt about it. That was a 479-foot blast, 107 on the exit velocity, 107 miles an hour. And boy, did he get all of it. Courtesy look from Dylan Thomas, and over the grass hill and right. And now Dominic Canzone, who takes a strike, and it's nothing and one. Here's the wind and the 0-1. And Canzone takes in the dirt and to the backstop. And it's one ball and one strike. Canzone batting 272, 12 home runs, and 50 runs batted in. Canzone having a nice season. Valdez delivers. And a swing and a little looper shallow center field. And that is a base hit for Dominic Canzone. That one sat in front of Duggar. And back-to-back hits open the second for the Aces. Beers home run. And now Canzone single. And Jake Hager comes up with one on and nobody out. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express as the region's only physician staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. Hager in from the right side, and a pitch. And it is off the outside, ball one. That pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-1. Canzone can steal. Canzone with 11 steals. He's only been caught twice. Turns towards second, does Canzone, and now the pitch does not go, and it's a changeup down and away from Valdez at 76. And two balls and a strike to Jake Hager. Batting 237, three homers, 25 ribbies. Hager a couple of dingers this week, including one last night. There's the 2-1 changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. Well, that pitch looks so tantalizing, but has some movement from Valdez. And if you can throw a changeup like Cesar Valdez, you're going to have some good days. 2-2, runner goes, a swing and a miss. The throw down to second will not be in time. So Hager strikes out, but Canzone picks up his 12th stolen base of the season. So that's the first out of the inning, the Hager strikeout. But Canzone in scoring position for Camden Dusenak. Dusenak batting 248, 10 home runs and 41 runs batted in. Outfield straightaway, the second baseman Stefanik is shaded toward the middle. And a pitch to Dusenak is taken in tight, ball one. Cesar Valdez, the last active player from that 2009 Aces team, that inaugural Aces team. At 37 years old, Cesar Valdez still doing it. And the 1-0 is swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Wallach, and it's 1-1. I liken it to someone, it's kind of like watching somebody make street tacos, watching Cesar Valdez pitch, because when you make street tacos, you're working with lesser ingredients, but you gotta have the seasoning on point. So it's not like Valdez is working with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball and a wipeout slider. He's working with, you know, 84-mile-an-hour fastball and a changeup that plays. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss, and the count 1-2. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and a swing and a chop to Keen Wong, and Wong throws over to first, and in time to get Dusenak, for out number two. So two away and Dominic Maroglio. Outfield straight away for Maroglio, three to the left of second. Here's the pitch, and it is inside, ball one. Shadows closing up on the outfield. There's a sliver of sun out in right center. Here's the 1-0. And it's low and inside, and it's two balls and no strikes to Maroglio. Dom had last night's game off. Two nights ago, 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored. That was a 5-3 Salt Lake win. What a weird game that was on Thursday, as that pitch is in for a strike, and it's 2-1. On Thursday, Salt Lake scored 5 runs in one inning. They scored 5 runs in the fourth, and they were all unearned for Corbin Martin that night. 2-1, and a swing and a shot to the left side, hit hard, but backhanded by the second baseman Stefanik in the shift, and he throws to first in time to get Maroglio, and that ends the inning. The Aces do get on the board. They get one run on two hits. The leadoff homer by Seth Beer highlighted that inning. No errors and one man left stranded. On to the third, where it's the Aces 1 and the Bees nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Aces one and the Bees nothing. We go to the top of the third inning, and Brandon Fott, who's retired all six that he has faced, will face Chad Wallach, Orlando Martinez, and Jake Palamaki. The outfield straight away, the infield is balanced, and Fott is ready to go to work, and his first pitch of the frame to Wallach is taken outside. Ball one. We are joined now by Brendan Bray, who is the head swim and dive coach at University of Nevada. It is Wolfpack weekend, so glad to have all our guests from UNR out here this weekend. Is the pitch coming, and it is in for a strike, and it's 1-1. How you doing, Brendan?
Oh, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Nice hat. Of course, the Wolfpack colors are flying, and they have the Nevada hat on. Yes. Can't miss it.
Seen a lot of Wolfpack people out here.
1-1 is swung on and skied to right field. Fletcher is moving to his right, and Fletcher in the shadows out there will make the catch. And that is out number one, and Orlando Martinez comes up next. So where are season?
Yeah, school starts in another week. We're really excited to get everybody back on campus, and just fun to enjoy my personal life a little bit here before we have to get going again. So it's nice to be out here with all of you guys.
I know what that's all about. Martinez in from the left side. The third baseman, Defoe, even with the bag, they'll play a shift to the right side of the infield. And Cintron, the second baseman on the grass in short right, is just a swing and a fly ball driven well to right. Fletcher going back angled to his right, and he makes the catch. And that's quickly out number two, and Jake Palamaki is coming up next. What's this season looking like for you guys?
Yeah, I've got a lot of travel. We're going to be down in Stockton to start our season against UOP.
Shout out Pacific.
I know. I was kind of doing that for you. I know you're a Pacific guy. So it's nice to travel before the weather gets into northern Nevada, as you probably know. So no baseball weather for us in November.
Outfield straight away for Jake Palamaki, and the pitch from Fott, and Palamaki takes a strike at the knees, and it's nothing in one. You excited about the team this year?
Very excited. Yeah, I got a great returning team, and we had an outstanding year. We've been in the top three the last 6 years and trying to break through to win a championship, you know.
Pitch is taken for a strike, and it's now nothing in two. And it's Mountain West, right?
Right.
It's still, I didn't know, you get into swim and dive and water
sometimes,
polo,
yeah,
and sometimes
different.
they have different leagues. But what's the Mountain West looking like this
season?
Yeah,
the Mountain West is always strong. San Diego State's been the top team, and UNLV's good, we're good. It's all kind of up in the air year to year. You never know.
It's fouled off to the right. Stays nothing in two on to Jake Palamaki. Again, Brendan Bray, the head swim and dive coach at University of Nevada here for Wolfpack weekend. And the Aces leading the Bees 1-0. And Brandon Fott is a strike away from a perfect inning. The 0-2 is swung on and lined to left field. That'll get down for a base hit. A sliding cut with a backhand by Duzenac toward the line. And what a great cut by Camden Duzenac. And the crowd appreciates it. That's why they're cheering. Duzenac had a race to his right. And if he is not as quick as he is, maybe that gets toward the corner and becomes extra bases. So Duzenac assuring he'd get there with that feet first slide. And a single for Palamaki extends the inning, and that is the first top of the order, and Keen Wong. And Wong is in from the left side with a runner at first base and two outs. Fought checking Palamaki at first, and the pitch on the way, and it's up and outside, ball one. So you're going to be in your eighth season.
Right. Well, actually, starting the seventh season.
Starting the seventh season, beg your pardon.
So, yeah, very excited about it, and it's just a fun place to work, a great community. Look at this crowd out here today. Like, baseball. It's just awesome.
It's the best.
Yeah.
There's the 1-0, and it is off the outside. Two balls and no strikes. What have you enjoyed most about your time in Reno in the last seven years?
I grew up here. And,
okay.
You may remember the Silver Sox.
Yep.
You remember
I
that
do,
team?
Yep.
Yeah. I grew up going to Silver Sox
That's
games.
Cool.
And went to the Bighorn games, and I'm sad to see them gone. But Silver Sox are not at this level, I don't think.
That swung on and missed, and the count is 2-1. The Silver Sox were, I think, the old
single A.
They were the Cal League team, yeah.
Okay.
And so they were down. They were down a level. So that franchise just ended up moving, becoming one of the Southern California Cal League teams. I can't remember.
Right.
Can't remember which team, but this franchise was born obviously in 2009 at the AAA level, and certainly a great market for this. That swung on and lifted toward the left field corner, and that is bending toward the seats. And out of play. So two balls and two strikes to Keen Wong. So you're a Reno guy, and this is
I'm a Reno High guy, Swope Middle School,
okay.
Cullen Ranch, from the area. So coming back was a homecoming for me, really special.
Where were you before?
Born in San Francisco, moved out here to start elementary school. So
okay.
I've been here the whole time. Then Washington, San Diego State, and North Texas is where I was before I came back.
It's a swing and a tapper to the left side. It's going to be gloved by Hager. He gloves and throws to first in time to get a hustling Wong, and that ends the inning. Sounds like the life of a coach, right? Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. Hopefully this is my last stop, though. It's nice to be back, and my wife and I like it.
Brendan, thanks for stopping by, man. Good luck on your season.
All right. Appreciate it.
That's Brendan Bray, the head swim and dive coach in Nevada. It's going to the bottom of the third, and it is a 1-0 Reno lead here on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center, right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
Cesar Valdez will deal to Giancarlo Cintron, and the pitch to start the inning is a fastball at 84 that misses off the outside. For ball one to Cintron, who's riding an 8-game hit streak into this one, and the pitch is swung on and missed, 77 on the change inside, and it's 1-1. Thanks again to Brendan Bray, the head swim and dive coach at the University of Nevada, for joining us last half inning. Wolfpack weekend, it's been a great weekend here at home as that swung on and missed. And now 1-2. It's been nice to get back home this week after being gone for what seemed like an eternity. That's 2 weeks. What a trip it was, though. The Aces went 9-3 on that trip, created a ton of separation between themselves and Las Vegas. That pitch low and outside. And it's 2-2. And the Aces are very much in the driver's seat as we round the corner here in August. But a lot of games with Vegas coming up head-to-head as the 2-2 is inside. And a full count, 3 balls and 2 strikes to Cintron, who, by the way, is batting .385, 2 homers and 16 runs batted in, had I not mentioned it already. But the Aces will see Vegas on the next homestand, and that'll be a huge series. 3-2. And it is off the outside, ball 4. Terrific eye displayed by Cintron on a fastball just off the outside. So Valdez issues a leadoff walk, and the Aces have the leadoff man on for a second straight inning. It was a beer homer last inning, and this time Cintron walks, and now to the top of the order, and Dominic Fletcher. Aces still have 12 games head-to-head remaining with Vegas. The next homestand here, as I mentioned, and then the last road trip the Aces have is at Vegas, starting on September 20th, as the pitch is swung on and pulled foul through the first base coach's box. Nothing in one to Dominic Fletcher. And then if all goes well, the Aces would go right back to Vegas for the playoff, the AAA playoff. And that would be on September 30th. Nothing in one to Fletcher. And a throw to first, and diving back goes Cintron. It would be cool if the Aces clinched well enough in advance to maybe allow some fans from Reno to be able to get down to Vegas for that series. That would be a fun one, the AAA playoff. And, of course, Aces fans would have such an advantage compared to the rest of the country as that pitch is outside and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Obviously, Vegas fans would have the best advantage if their team made it, but you know, the Aces fans could show very well for that playoff if the Aces clinch well in advance. Pitches swung on and bounced foul outside of first, and to count 1-2. The format is, if the Aces make it, they would play the winner of the PCL East, which right now Oklahoma City would be that team if it started today. And then if you get through that round, you play the winner of the International League head-to-head. And if it came to that, the Aces should have a nice home field if the fans can get down and travel for it. Here's the 1-2, and it is in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So what I'm saying is maybe start peeking ahead a month or two and see if that might work into your plans. It would be the very end of September into the first couple of days of October. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Fletcher. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Good changeup from Valdez, per usual, and down on strikes goes Fletcher, and with one away, Corbin Carroll comes up next. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we can do for you at gncu.org. Three to the right of second for Corbin Carroll. And Valdez turns, throws to first, and diving back goes Cintron. Cintron has four steals and 10 attempts. Pitch is low and inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. The pitch is swung on and missed, and a throw up to first. Cintron. It's a good throw to check in from Wallach. Cintron just getting in there to the back side of the bag. The count, one ball and one strike, beg your pardon. Runner bluffs and Carroll bunts, and it's foul, third base side. So now one and two. Carroll almost dead in that perfectly. So Cintron has to get back to second, or back to a first from second. The 1-2 is low and inside, and now two balls and two strikes to Corbin Carroll, who again grounded out to the shortstop, Palamaki, his first time up. The Aces leading 1-0 on a home run by Seth Beer to start the second. Cesar Valdez trying to work around a leadoff walk here in the third, and the pitch, and a swing and ground ball sharply hit right at the overshifted Palamaki to second for one, and Wong on to first for two. And a rare instance where you will see Corbin Carroll doubled up, and he slams the helmet, obviously not pleased about that happening. But again, it was the overshifted, I believe, Palamaki, unless they flip-flopped. We'll try and find out. It's either 6-5-3 or 5-6-3. We'll figure it out, and I'll let you know when we come back. Either way, no runs, no hits, no errors, and after that, none left. And we go to the middle innings, the top of the fourth, where it's Reno 1 and Salt Lake nothing on MILB-TV and the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Together fast. And they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express. Now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Dylan Thomas leads off the top of the fourth inning for the Bees, who trail the Aces 1-0. Brandon Fott has retired 9 of the first 10 that he's faced. And the pitch is swung on, fouled back by Thomas, and it's nothing in one. Thomas struck out swinging his only other time. He'll be followed by Stefanik and Ford. And the ninth place hitter, Jake Palamaki, the only fly in the ointment for Brandon Fott so far. He had a two-out single in the third. Here's the wind and the 0-1. And a swing and a foul back to the screen, and now nothing in two to Dylan Thomas, batting 303, 14 homers, and 60 runs batted in. No balls, two strikes, and a pitch from Fott, and Thomas takes wide, and a count 1-2. This series is split at 11 apiece. Season series, that is, between the Aces and the Bees, as that pitch is outside, and it's 2-2. Salt Lake taking 4 of 6 last time here in Reno. Aces took the first series. They took 4 of 6 back here in April, and then they split the middle series in Salt Lake as that swung on and lifted to left field. Camden Duzenak trots in, head tilted to the sky, and he makes the catch. And that is out number one. Thomas is 0-2, and Michael Stefanik comes up next. The Aces do go back to Salt Lake once more. After this series, Reno goes to Sacramento. The Aces then come home for that Vegas homestand that I was talking about. And then the Aces will travel to Salt Lake, their first road trip in September. Stefanik in from the right side. The pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right for strike one. When Salt Lake took 4 of 6 here before the last road trip, that was really stunning because the Aces had just come off of sweeping El Paso. Aces had won, I believe, 11 of 12 going into that series. As the 0-1 is swung on and lifted to right, and Fletcher Engel back to his right, and he makes the catch for out number two. So Stefanik has flied out twice with two away, Mike Ford coming up. But I don't think anyone was expecting Salt Lake to come in here and take 4 of 6 the last time they did, given how hot the Aces were. They had just taken 5 of 6 in Sugar Land before the All-Star break. The one loss was a 1-0 decision. They swept El Paso. And then the Bees came in, threw a bucket of ice water on the Aces, took 4 of 6, but then Reno went on that long road trip and went 9-3. So they got right back on track as that pitches off the outside, and it's ball one. If the Aces go on to win a title this year, everybody obviously will take a look at that road trip as a big reason why the Aces wound up where they might, as that pitch is swung on and popped up third base foul territory out of play. And if you want to distill it down either more, you go back to that Vegas series and all those big moments in the late innings that the Aces had. I mean, what comes to the forefront, obviously, is the Marolio home run. Aces down to their last strike. But Defoe had a pinch-hit home run in the eighth in the final game of that series, a 3-run shot, says the home plate umpire. And Ford now behind 1-2. Good call there. But this has been a fun journey with the Aces this season. Here's the 1-2. And it's in the dirt, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Three to the right of second. The second baseman, Cintron, is playing the grass in short right. Defoe is the third baseman playing the shortstop spot. And the 2-2, and Ford swings and lines one to left. It'll send Duzenak angled back to his left, but Duzenak squares up near the track, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Fott, another 1-2-3 inning, his third in 4 tries, and nothing across for the Bees in the top of the fourth. We go to the home half. It remains the Aces 1, the Bees nothing. MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery.
only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Cesar Valdez deals a called strike to Jake Gatewood. I beg your pardon to Wilmer Defoe. It's the wrong side of the scorecard. I was writing something down on the other side. It's Defoe. Gatewood will lead off the next inning, in case you were wondering. The 0-1 is swung on and grounded to first. It's going to be taken by Ford. He'll take it three unassisted. And that is out number one. And Seth Beer coming up next. By the way, if you're scoring along with us, the third inning, the bottom of the third, ended with a 5-6-3 double play. I told you we'd get back to you on that. It was a 5-6-3 double play that Corbin Carroll grounded into. They did have that exchange where it was a third baseman Wong on the right side of the infield. Seth Beer, of course, takes a strike, and it's nothing in one. Seth led off the second inning with that home run, and it was back-to-back hits surrendered by Valdez. The Aces have not had another hit, and if you're watching along with us, you see that swing from Beer back in the second. He swings and wraps one foul up the right field side. No balls and two strikes to Seth, to be followed by Canzone, who, as I mentioned, had that single to back up the home run. Three to the right of second. And it is Wong to the right of second. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a fly ball that is looped toward left center field. Gatewood comes in into his left, and Gatewood will make the catch for the second out. And Seth now one for two, and Dominic Canzone through platform 9 3/4 on Saturday, September 3rd, for a magical evening with the Reno Aces, presented by My Ride to Work and Wild 102.9 FM, featuring a Wizarding Wand giveaway, Sorting Hat Station, Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act, and photo opportunities along the concourse. You don't want to miss, and for tickets, renoaces.com. Again, that's a magical evening with the Reno Aces on September 3rd, a Saturday, as that pitch in for a strike to Canzone. Here's the 0-1, and Canzone swings and cranks one foul down the right field corner. Over the wall down there near Burgertopia. But a long strike, and it's nothing in tune. With that, the shortstop, Palamaki, who's on the left side of the infield, will back up and play the shortstop spot. Here's the 0-2, and it's a check swing on a pitch that's low and no on the appeals as the third base umpire, James Fitzpatrick. Valdez, the 1-2, and a swing and a miss and a changeup downs Canzone to end the fourth inning, and that is the second strikeout for Cesar Valdez, who continues to impress at age 37. A perfect inning and nothing across for the Aces in the fourth. Now to the fifth, it's 1-0 Reno on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signals watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Top of the fifth inning, and Jake Gainwood leads it off here in Reno. As you can tell from looking at center field, is that pitch in for a call of strike, and it's nothing and one to Gainwood, who grounded to the shortstop Hager his first time up. Here's the wind and the 0-1, and it is low, and it's one ball and one strike. A new wrinkle from Leah Withrow and her crew with that Reno sign painted in shallow center field. Really cool to come back home to that. That's when you thought to... They exhausted their bag of tricks with making this field dazzling as that pitch is in tight, and it's 2-1. Come back, and there's the Reno Arch hanging in shallow center. Best field in the PCL. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a miss, and it's now 2-2. That was a 93-mile-an-hour elevated fastball from Brandon Fott. And it's two balls and two strikes to Gatewood. Fott has retired 12 of the 13 that he's faced. As the 2-2 is swung on and ripped deep, but foul off of a stretch of 6 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings. And that goes back to his last start in Albuquerque when he allowed a home run to Tim Lopes in the third inning. That was Albuquerque's only run of that game. That's low and outside, and it's 3-2. That was the closer on that road trip. Aces had a 5-1 win. And they have a 1-0 lead here in game 5 of this series, trying to gain the upper hand going into tomorrow's day game. That pitch is off the outside, ball 4, and that is the first walk that Brandon Fott has issued. So Gatewood, a leadoff walk to begin the fifth, and Steven Duggar will come up next. That one just off the outside. Fans get to the park early on Saturday, September 17th, for our Aces t-shirt giveaway presented by T-Mobile. Don't miss out on the final giveaway of the 2022 season. Limited quantities are available. So grab your tickets today at renoaces.com and get here early on Saturday, September 17th. For the T-Mobile t-shirt giveaway. The pitch is a strike at the knees and nothing and one to Duggar, who again flied to center his first time up. Outfielders are straight away. The shortstop Hager shaded toward the middle. It's two on either side of second as the skies begin to dim here in the 7-7-5. Here's the 0-1, and it is in for a strike. And it's nothing and two to Duggar. Get into that twilight time on a very pleasant night. You're just... on the east side of the Sierra. The 0-2. And a swing and a miss. And Fott stayed away with a changeup there to Duggar. And that for Fott is his second strikeout. Good pitch from Fott. He can throw the changeup too. Seen Valdez do it a ton tonight. And Brandon Fott has a pretty darn good one. One away. And Chad Wallach coming up next. Wallach in from the right side. Fly to right. He is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. The changeup is a pitch that requires exceptional feel. And not a lot of guys have it. At least for that pitch, as the 0-1 is swung on and pulled to the left side. It's going to be taken by Hager. He goes to Cintron for one. The turn to first in time for two. And a 6-4-3 double play stops the Bees in their tracks in the fifth inning after the leadoff walk drawn by Gatewood. Fought induces the double play, and like that, the side's retired. No runs, No hits, no errors, and after that, none left. And on we go to the bottom of the fifth. The ace is one, and the B's nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy cations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
One to nothing, Reno, bottom of the fifth inning, and Cesar Valdez into his motion, deals to Jake Hager, and that is a slider for a strike. It's nothing and one to Hager, who struck out swinging his first time up. Hager followed by Duzenac and Maroglio. Three to the left of second, and Hager will take that pitch for a strike. That was a changeup at the very top of the zone, and Hager glances at that board saying, how is that not out of the zone? It kissed the very top of that 3D strike zone. And now Stefanik, the second baseman, back on the right side. The pitch swung on and missed, and Hager, on three pitches, is down on strikes. A 77-mile-an-hour changeup. One away, and Camden Duzenac comes up next. And Duz grounded to third, his only other time up. Seth Beer homered to start the second, and that has been it for the scoring. Here's the pitch. And it is taken off the outside, ball one. Nine of 10 retired by Valdez since giving up that single to Canzone that followed the homer. A swing and a fly ball to shallow left center field. Gatewood comes in, and Gatewood makes the catch for out number two. So quickly two up and two down, and Dominic Maroglio coming up next. Fan Appreciation Day. Presented by Greater Nevada Credit Union to be on Sunday, September 18th. Join us for a celebration of you, the Ace Ball fans. Some of the festivities include an Aces pint glass giveaway while supplies last, dollar hot dogs, and a 10th anniversary celebration of the 2012 AAA National Championship. For tickets, RenoAces.com. Pitball 1 to Maroglio. And how do you like it 10 years later? This 2022 Aces squad will try and make a run at that AAA National title. As the 1-0 is taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. Aces have to qualify to get to Vegas first, and again, they have an 8-game lead on the Aviators in the PCL West. Aces just have to win the division to get into the tournament. The 1-1 is swung on and lifted to straightaway center. Jogging a couple of steps to his right is Steven Duggar. He admires the twilight as he makes the catch that ends the inning. Nothing across for the Aces in the bottom of the fifth, and we go to the top of the sixth. It's Reno 1 and Salt Lake nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right, your face needs to eat too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Top of the sixth inning, and Brandon Fott has now worked 7 1/3 consecutive scoreless frames. He faces Orlando Martinez, and the pitch is taken off the outside. Ball one by Martinez, the reigning PCL player of the week of August 8th to the 14th. Here's the wind and the 1-0, and a swing and a foul back to our left, and it's even at one ball and one strike. Martinez, the third B's hitter to take home the honor this season. Jose Rojas and David McKinnon being the others. Here's the 1-1, and it is low, and it's 2-1. I'm not sure if I said this already in one of the earlier games, but I'm so surprised they DFA'd David McKinnon. That was a surprise DFA from my perspective. I know some of the other perspectives as well. Here's the 2-1. A swing and a pop-up third base side, and that'll twist into the seats, get out of play. But McKinnon was in the throes of a 34 consecutive game on base streak when he got DFA'd. Two balls and two strikes to Martinez. Fought the over-the-head windup, and the 2-2 is swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Going out are the infielders, and at a tough angle to his right, it is Jake Hager making the catch. Hager got out there, and Hager more or less facing the left field wall when he made that catch. Tough angle, and Hager hauls it in for out number one. Jake Palamaki in from the left side. Palamaki 1-for-1. He singled in the third. Third baseman Defoe creeps in to the grass, and the pitch is taken for a strike at the knees. 84 on that change. So Fott spotting up a straight changeup to begin the sequence here to Palamaki. The only guy that's gotten a hit off him, the 0-1, is swung on and lifted to a left center field. Coming in and to his left is Duzenak, and he makes the catch for out number two. So two up, two down, and Keen Wong is coming up next. Fans don't miss Tuesdays at Greater Nevada Field. The Aces celebrate Taco Tuesday, presented by Joint Inc. and Alice 96.5. Two street tacos for $6. Add a beer and make it a $10 deal if you wish. Tickets at renoaces.com or text TIXX to 21003. As the pitch to Wong is going to be low, Wong showing a bunt. And he pulled it back. It is a ball one to Wong, who fouled out to the shortstop Hager to open the ball game, and he grounded out to Hager his second time up. Here's the 1-0, and Wong tries to bunt this time, and that's not what you want if you're the home plate umpire, Lou Williams. Well, we're all going to breathe deeply here and watch the replay. Oh. Lou Williams, take all the time you need. It's been some Final Destination stuff with the umpires in this series. And that's tough. Mike Powell, let's have a look. And Mike Powell couldn't have shot out of the dugout fast enough. This is the biggest ovation for anyone tonight. I think everybody saw what happened there. Lou Williams needs a Purple Heart. Oof. Here's the pitch, and it is a fastball that misses away. We're going to count 2-1. The wind and the 2-1, and it's low and inside. 3 balls and a strike to Keen Wong. Fott has walked one batter, Jake Gatewood. One of only two to reach was via a walk that Gatewood drew to start the fifth inning. Fott's 75th pitch of the night is low, ball 4, so he misses to Wong, who draws a walk with 2 outs, and Dylan Thomas is coming up next. And Thomas is 0 for 2. He has struck out swinging and fly to left. Runner goes, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and Dominic Maroglio just casually throws it back to Fott. Maroglio knew he had no shot. That was an extraordinary jump gotten by Keen Wong. Wong was halfway to second by the time that pitch was being thrown. So he's in scoring position, and the pitch is up and outside, and it's 1-1. The first time that the Bees have had a runner reach second base in this game. For Keen Wong, that is his 25th steal. He's been caught 5 times. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a pop foul back to our left, and now 1-2. One ball and 2 strikes to Dylan Thomas. Here's the pitch, and Thomas will take just off the outside, maybe a little bit high as well. And the count 2-2. Stefanik is on deck. The Aces with a 1-0 lead. Two balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul off to the left. These are high-stress pitches for Fott, who you might be coaxed into thinking into Cruz to this point in the outing, but he is not working with a big margin of error. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a foul punch back to the screen. Like, Fott's made it look easy tonight, but he's been up on the high wire the entire time because one mistake, this is a tie ball game. Right now, that mistake could be allowing a single. But he'd fool you into thinking it's been easy to this point because he's made it look easy. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And strike 3 called. And that was the bottom portion of the zone. And Dylan Thomas can't believe it. And that's probably as low as that pitch could have been and still have been a strike. Obviously, Maroglio frames expertly, but it didn't matter there with the framing because that just caught the very bottom of the zone. And what an outing so far for Brandon Fott, who picks up his 3rd K. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left. And to the bottom of the 6th inning, Reno 1 and Salt Lake nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chop salads,
delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-through order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Reno nursing a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Giancarlo Cintron walked his only other time up, and Cesar Valdez will take low and outside, or will deal low and outside as Cintron takes ball one. Pitch is swung on and looped into shallow center and a base hit for Giancarlo Cintron and a 9-game hit streak for JC. So Cintron keeps on hitting. Guy who's leading all of minor league baseball in batting average. Coming into that at bat, hitting .385 and now has a 9-game streak. And is 1-for-1 tonight. Gives the Aces a start in a 1-0 game in the sixth. Dominic Fletcher in from the left side. And Fletcher is 0-for-2. He has flied to center. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner and nothing in one to Fletcher. That is just the third hit given up by Cesar Valdez. Valdez just at 66 pitches. And it's on the way, and a wave and a miss by Fletcher. That was a half-hearted swing, just kind of put the bat through the zone. No balls and two strikes. Now the exchange will happen where the third baseman Wong jogs over to the right side of the infield. And Palamaki left as the lone B on the left side. Now a throw to first and back standing goes Cintron. Again, Cintron, 4 steals and 6 attempts this season. Or 4 steals in 10 attempts, I beg your pardon, this season. He'd been caught 6 times. That's what I wanted to say. No balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 is off the outside, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. We are deep in the twilight now here in Reno. The stadium lights have taken effect here at Greater Nevada Field in front of a great crowd, another one. There's the 1-2. Runner goes, and the pitch is a strike. It's strike three, and the throw to second is not going to be in time. So the pitch, a called strike on the outside, and Fletcher strikes out, but Giancarlo Cintron collects his 5th steal of the season. That was Palamaki having to take that throw that bounced toward the right side of the infield. Palamaki had to go get it and then try and swipe the tag. Had the throw been on the money, they had a good shot to get him. Fletcher down on strikes, and now Corbin Carroll. And Carroll in from the left side. 0-for-2, he double play. Hit it really hard, but right at the overshifted third baseman. The pitch is bunted in front of home plate. It's a fair ball. It's picked up by the catcher, Wallach, who throws to first in time to get Carroll. And I don't think Cintron realized that ball was fair. Cintron never went to third base. That ball dead right in front of the dish, and we had the better view of it. I mean, Giancarlo Cintron really didn't have a good view. And maybe he thought by the time he realized it might be too late, but it was clearly fair right out in front of the play. We saw it perfectly from our perch up here. Either way, Cintron's in scoring position, and the pitch is swung on and missed by Defoe, and it's nothing in one. So it obviously became a situation in the mind of Giancarlo Cintron where he's thinking, I got too late of a read on this, and I don't want to try and get to third base and make that out at third. There's the pitch. And a swing and a fly ball lined toward the right field corner, but it's off the sidewall. No balls and two strikes to Defoe. No balls, two strikes to Wilmer Defoe, who's fly to center and grounded to first. 1-0 Reno. Here's the pitch, and Defoe swings and misses. And the changeup artist does it again. Cesar Valdez, a changeup, and Defoe could not find it. Valdez, two more strikeouts in the inning. He has five and continues to dazzle here in the PCL in 2022. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a man left as the Aces squander the leadoff single by Cintron. And we're going to the seventh, still 1-0 Aces on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Change the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, let's buy a dune buggy. Or, sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law. That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, when did you get so smart about money? Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
Brandon Fott's first pitch of the top of the seventh inning is in for a called strike, and it's nothing and one to the right-handed hitting Michael Stefanik. And the pitch to Stefanik is swung on and lifted to right center field. This is toward the triangle. It'll send Carroll back angled to his left, and in the big part of the yard, he makes the catch for out number one. Carroll had all kinds of space out there. Quarter, 24 feet to those parts here at Greater Nevada Field, and Stefanik is out number one on a couple of pitches. And Mike Ford coming up next. Ford grounded to the first baseman Canzone on a nice diving stop made by Dom his first time up, and he flied to left his most recent. Right of second, Hager the shortstop in the shift. The third baseman Defoe is midway between the infield and outfield grass and way off the line. And the pitch to Ford is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one. That was the 85th pitch thrown by Brandon Fott, who has just been masterful tonight. Over the head windup, old school, the 0-1 is off the outside. And it's one ball and one strike. I like the overhead windup. It is aesthetically pleasing to me. Here's the 1-1. And it is off the outside. And it's two balls and a strike. The windup in the 2-1. And a swing and a fly ball that is lifted towards shallow left. A long run for Duzenac, and he gets there and makes the catch. Out number two, that one hung up for what seemed like forever. I didn't think there was a chance that Defoe was going to get there. And if he did, it was going to have to be a ridiculous play. But Duzenac coming in and to his right had a great read, even with the tough twilight right now. Two down for Jake Gatewood, who's 0-for-1. Gatewood has grounded to short and walked. Here's the wind and the pitch, and Gatewood swings and misses through a slider, and it's nothing in one. There have been many instances tonight where Fought has an off-speed pitch to begin a sequence, and that was one of them, slider at 82. And Gatewood trying, I think, to ambush a fastball that time and tie this game. The 0-1 is a strike on the outside corner, and now nothing in two. 94 on that fastball from Fought. And now he's in the driver's seat in the sequence. No balls, two strikes, and time is called by Gatewood as he wants to step out and collect himself. The wind and the 0-2, and a swing and a foul back. Elevated fastball at 93, and that'll take Fought up over 90 pitches now, 91. Gave up a two-out single to Palamaki, a leadoff walk to Gatewood, and a two-out walk to Wong. Those have been his blemishes tonight. And he has nursed a 1-0 lead since the second. Here's the wind and the pitch. And it is strike three called on the outside corner. He spots up a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And Fott punctuates a perfect inning and maybe his outing with his fourth strikeout of the night. And you could not have done it any better than Brandon Fott did it tonight here at Greater Nevada Field. If he's done. No runs, hits, errors, and none left as we stand and stretch on a summer night in Reno. Going to the bottom of the seventh. The Aces won, and the Bees nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than one day it called to you. I lost you. I lost you to the summer wind.
Summer night and beer chance. Doesn't get better than that as that pitch is in for a called strike and nothing in one to Seth Beer, who is responsible for the Aces holding a 1-0 lead here in what's been a whale of a ball game. We're in the bottom of the seventh, and Beer swings and cracks that foul off to the left. A changeup sinking down low from Valdez, and it's nothing in two. Cesar Valdez, can't say enough about him. We are out of superlatives. But he has just made the one mistake tonight to Seth Beer, who cranked a home run to deep right his first time up, and he swings at this pitch and fouls it back into the suites where it sounds like someone made a nice play. A few suites over to our left. Here's the 0-2, and and it is low. One ball and two strikes. Great to have you with us on a wonderful Saturday night here in Northern Nevada. Zach Beirute, glad to be with you. Anthony Resnick directing our broadcast, tapping in for Devin Galang tonight. One ball and two strikes, and the pitch. And Beer takes just off the outside. Great eye on a backdoor slider from Valdez, and it's two balls and two strikes. Three to the right of second in the shift, and here's the pitch. And it's outside, and Beer has worked a full count. Valdez will have his next pitch be his 80th. And there is a right-hander getting hot in the B's bullpen. 3-2. And that one is down and in. Ball four. Valdez threw him a changeup, and Beer took it. And it draws a leadoff walk. And for Valdez, that is the second walk that he's issued tonight. And Dominic Canzone singled in the second and struck out swinging his last time up. Cesar Valdez has made one appearance with the Angels this season. Gave up but two runs, one of them earned on two hits in his only big league inning of the year. That swung on and lined into right center field. That's a hit, and it's going to get toward the alley. It's going to roll for a while. Beer rumbling around second, hitting third and being waved. Around second is Canzone. He's at third. He slides. He could have gone standing. And Dominic Canzone doubles this Reno lead. It's 2-0 Aces. Canzone to triples alley over the head of the leaping, overshifted third baseman Wong, and it rolled for a long time. Beer scoring easily, and Canzone busting it to third. And an RBI triple makes it 2-0 Reno. For Canzone, his first triple of the season. And here's the pitch to Hager, who swings and lifts a fly ball to right center field. Might be deep enough. Duggar is to his left. He'll make the catch. Canzone will tag from third. He'll come down the line, and he will score as it's cut off. So bing, bang, boom, the Aces have two more runs, and they have three of them now. They've tripled up the lead that was coming into this inning. It's now 3-0, a walk, a triple, and a sac fly. And just like that, a lot more breathing room. Camden Dusenak will take low and outside, ball one. Valdez turns and brings his 1-0, and it's swung on, lifted high and deep to left center. And Camden Dusenak has his second home run in as many games. Number 11 for Dusenak, who hit one, a three-run shot in the first inning last night. And this is solo blast here in the seventh to make it 4-0. And for Dusenak, 407 feet off the bat. And an exit velocity just over 98 miles an hour. That went soaring out to left center. Over the 410-foot marker, just to the left of it. And Dusenak, his second home run in as many games. And Zach Weiss is getting loose in the Salt Lake bullpen. And Dominic Marolio will take that pitch off the outside, ball one. So now it's come apart a bit on Cesar Valdez here in the seventh inning. The pitch, and Marolio swings and rolls it to the left side. It's going to be taken by the shortstop, Palamaki, and his throw to first on the money to get Marolio for out number two. So two down, and Giancarlo Cintron, who is one for one. Cintron has walked and singled to extend his hit streak to 9 games. Pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1, is swung on and lifted to right field. Angled back to his right is Dylan Thomas, and Thomas makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But what an inning for the Aces. They get three runs on two hits, both of which were extra base hits. Canzone, an RBI triple, his first triple of the year, and Camden Dusenak, his second home run in as many games in his 11th of the season. Three runs, two hits, no errors, and none left. And a much more comfortable lead for the Aces as we go to the eighth. It's Reno 4, Salt Lake nothing on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Life. It's not always sunshine and rainbows. Alert. There's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
A new pitcher for the Aces, and he comes into a much more comfortable situation. Keone Kella will take over for Brandon Pfaadt, who was just masterful tonight. Seven scoreless innings, he allowed one hit, and a pitch is off the outside, ball one to Steven Duggar, with the Aces now leading 4-0 after scoring three in the bottom of the seventh. The shortstop Hager shaded up the middle. The center fielder Carroll is slightly towards right. And the 1-0 pitch is swung on and lined toward left center field. Dusenak will slide, but he won't come up with it. And the ball gets by him and rolls to the warning track. And into second base with a double goes Steven Duggar. We'll gladly take that. It's a leadoff double here in the eighth inning. And just the second hit of the night for Salt Lake. Chad Wallach in from the right side. Wallach has flied to right and grounded into a 6-4-3 twin killing. The pitch is swung on, cracked foul off to the right, and it's nothing and one. Four runs, five hits for the Aces, no runs, now two hits for the Bees. Prior to that, double by Duggar. The only other hit had been a two-out single by Jake Palamaki in the third. And Palamaki, one of only three men to reach versus Pfaadt tonight, who went seven scoreless, gave up one hit. He walked two and struck out four, including the last batter that he faced. That pitch is low. And it's one ball and one strike. These D-backs pitching prospects just keep on coming, huh? No one was talking about Brandon Pfaadt 2 months ago. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it is in tight. And it's 2-1. I know folks in D-back circles obviously were talking about him. But I don't think anybody was talking about him coming up and being this type of an impact arm for the AAA club in Reno. Here's the 2-1, and it is high and tight, 3-1. All you got to know about Brandon Pfaadt is in his AAA debut, he was in Vegas, which is a terrible pitcher's park, and he had a bases loaded, no out situation, and then it started to rain in the midst of that. And instead of getting completely flustered and having it get away from him, he induced a double play and got out, having allowed just one run to score. And the Aces won that game, I think, 15-1. A swing and a fly ball to deep center field. Carroll on his horse. Carroll is back on the warning track and near the wall makes the catch. Tagging from second, heading for third is Duggar. It's a fly ball out off the bat of Wallach, very deep to center field. Duggar tags and advances, and with two away, or with the one away, I beg your pardon. Duggar is at third, and Orlando Martinez coming up next. Carrollson all the way back to the wall, but hauls it in. It was a slow feed where he can make up some ground. As you well know by now, the pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one. Pitch away from Kella to Martinez. The Aces have the third baseman Defoe playing even with the bag just to guard against a bunt single potentially from Martinez. The rest of the infield pushed back. Pitch is swung on and missed. 95 on that heater from Kella. There was some hair on that, and now it's nothing and two. Duggar at third base. Great look at it there. And the 0-2 is strike three called. 78 on that curveball from Kella. And I feel like, yeah, there was maybe a hitch in that delivery. I was wondering if I was seeing something, but he had a little bit of hitch, and it maybe threw off the timing of Martinez before he took that big hook for a strike. A little sleight of hand there from Keone. And now Jake Palamaki in from the left side. Palamaki is 1-for-2. And the pitch is off the outside, ball one. Top of the eighth inning, it's Reno 4, Salt Lake nothing. And unless they've changed it up, it's Zach Weiss out there for the Bees, we presume, out in the Salt Lake bullpen, likely to work the bottom of the eighth. The 1-0 is taken up high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Again, Palamaki owns just one of two hits in this game for Salt Lake. Runner at third base is Duggar. The first time the Bees have had a runner reach that station tonight. The 2-0. And a swing and a high drive that is deep to right. Going back is Fletcher, and Fletcher is out of room. That's back onto the hill or off the fencing in front of it, and it caroms back into right field. But for all intents and purposes, it leaves the yard. It's a two-run homer for Jake Palamaki on a 2-0 pitch. And with that, Salt Lake cuts the Reno lead in half. It's now 4-2. And for the moment, that really does change things here as the Bees are now within striking distance. Tonight, on a night where hits have been nearly impossible to come by for Salt Lake. Even for Reno, for that matter. And that pitch is going to miss for ball one. For Palamaki, his second home run. Pitch is off the outside to Keen Wong, and it's two balls and no strikes again. Well, that's essentially the swing that the Bees needed to get themselves back in this thing. The 2-0 pitch is up and away, and it's 3-0. Quite frankly, that's a swing that never came for them last night. There were times last night where they could have had a home run like that and found their way back in the game, but they could never quite get that big swing with men on. 3-0 is taken for a strike, and it's 3-1. Well, obviously those runs the Aces scored in the bottom of the seventh are paying dividends now as Kella sets, and the 3-1 is swung on and fouled back to our lefts and make it a full count. Kella making his way back from Tommy John surgery. A belt high set and the 3-2 and a swing and a line drive to right, but this is going to be right at Dominic Fletcher, who will make the catch with a little hop at the end, and that ends the inning. But the Bees are back in it. They get two runs on two hits, a leadoff double, and then a two-out, two-run homer by Palamaki. No errors and none left for Salt Lake in the eighth. We go to the bottom half. It's Reno 4, Salt Lake 2 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Our subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Dominic Fletcher leads off the bottom of the eighth inning, and Fletcher will take a called strike from new pitcher Zach Weiss. Weiss takes over for Cesar Valdez, who was so good and gave up three runs in that bottom of the seventh inning. It was a 1-0 game going to the bottom of the seventh, and Valdez got tagged pretty well in that bottom of the seventh. That pitch is in tight. And it's one ball and one strike to Fletcher. He'll be followed by Corbin Carroll and Wilmer Defoe. The aces four. And the B's too. The center fielder Duggar is slightly towards left. And Weiss, the pause and the 1-1. And a swing and a rocket foul toward right field foul territory. And now 1-2. Seven innings, and he gives up four runs. They were all earned on five hits. And two of those hits were home runs. Beer and Duzenac, both solo blasts. 2 walks and 5 strikeouts for Cesar Valdez. The 1-2 is going to be down and in, and they appeal the check swing and no, says the third base umpire, James Fitzpatrick. There's a swing and a shot toward the middle, and that is in for a base hit. So Fletcher with his first knock of the night, and the aces with a leadoff single here in the last of the eighth, and Corbin Carroll coming up next. Carroll 0-for-3. He has grounded out 3 times, twice to the middle infield, and the last time he tried to bunt his way on, and the ball just deadened out in front of home plate with Chad Wallach able to pick it up and fire down to first. Here's the pitch, and it is up and outside, ball one. The 1-0, and a strike on the inside corner. 91 there from Weiss, and it's even at 1-1. The 1-1, and Carroll swings and lines one foul off to the left, and now 1-2. Zach Weiss making his 40th appearance for the Bees. And he is the first member of that pitching staff to hit the 40 appearance milestone. 2-3 with a 4.93 ERA. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss, in 45 2/3 innings, has allowed 25 earned runs on 44 hits, 20 walks, 59 strikeouts. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch is strike three called, and a throw down to first, and diving back goes Fletcher, but Carroll is down looking on a pitch that hit the top of the strike zone. First time Corbin Carroll's been a strikeout victim. Obviously that's the first strikeout for Weiss, the first out that he records in the game. And There was no tag applied to Fletcher. No tag tried, I should say. Wilmer Defoe in from the left side. And a throw to first, and diving back goes Fletcher. Fletcher with three steals in seven attempts. The pitch, and it is off the outside, and it's ball one to Defoe, who again has fly to center, grounded to first, and struck out swinging. J.B. Wendelken had been up throwing in the aces, but I don't see anybody throwing right at the moment. Maybe they'll wait till the second out. It's the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed, and now 1-1. For the Bees in the ninth inning, it'll be 2-3-4. Dylan Thomas, Michael Stefanik, and Mike Ford. The 1-1 runner goes, and the pitch is swung on and stung to straightaway center, but that's lined right to Steven Duggar. He'll wind up and throw to first, and it's going to be on one hop and juggled, but secured by Ford. And what a nice job by Ford as they are able to double up Fletcher, and it's an inning-ending double play that goes 8-3. What concentration there by Ford. We'll likely have another look. Be on the back end of that double play, and we're going to have that look right now, so we'll wait before we go to break. As Fletcher was busting it back to first, and Ford was taken into foul territory and then juggled and just secured it with his foot, his left foot on the bag before Fletcher arrived back. That was great concentration there on the part of Mike Ford. No runs, one hit, no errors after that, none left. And now we go to the top of the ninth. It's the Aces 4 and the Bees 2 on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network.
Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
J.B. Wendelken, the new Aces pitcher, and he deals up high, ball one to Dylan Thomas. Thomas in from the left side, and for Wendelken, this is a save situation, trying to save it for Brandon Fott, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and a count even at 1-1. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us on MILB TV and the Aces Digital Network. This has been a doozy tonight, the Aces 4, the Bees 2. And we are in the top of the ninth inning. Three to the right of second. The outfield straight away. And Wendelken fires. And Thomas takes wide. And the count 2-1. Dylan Thomas 0-3 with two strikeouts. Michael Stefanik follows. And then Mike Ford. If anybody reaches Jake Gatewood. The Bees coming off of a two-run eighth inning. 2-1. And and it is just off the outside, and now 3-1. The Aces made it a 4-0 lead with three runs in the bottom of the seventh, and then the Bees cut it in half on a two-out, two-run homer by Jake Palomaki in that eighth. Three balls and a strike. And the pitch is swung on and lifted foul out of play to the left, and a full count now. Wendelken making his 10th appearance with Reno, 4-0 with a 5-1-1 ERA. In 12 and a third innings, he's allowed seven runs, all earned on seven hits, six walks, and 20 strikeouts. Payoff pitch is swung on and lifted to straightaway center field. Looks like Carroll has room. He's squared up, and Corbin Carroll makes the catch for out number one. So one up and one down for Wendelken. The name of the game, try and not allow anybody to reach. Keep that tying run out of the batter's box. Tomorrow, a matinee, 1:05 p.m. first pitch. Our pregame coverage will be on the radio at 12:55. Soon to be joined after that on MILB TV. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and shot toward the glove side of Canzone. He knocks it down, recovers, throws to Wendelken, covering the bag, and a dazzling out number two here in the ninth. Canzone knocked it down, was able to scramble back and then make a sidearm throw to a moving target in Wendelken. And that's out number two. There was a lot of spin on that, so I'm not surprised Canzone wasn't able to get it, but he scrambled back, gave it a sidearm toss, and Wendelken right there to cover the bag. And a 3-1 putout puts the Aces on the brink of the win column and a 3-2 lead in this series. By the way, this game is on the brink of being the shortest game ever played at this ballpark. Here's the pitch, and Ford takes outside ball one. The shortest game in this ballpark's history in 9 innings was played this past April. It was the game that Cesar Valdez started. 2 hours and 2 minutes, and right now we are at 1:58. The 1-0 is up and away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. That would have been the game on April 22nd. Two balls, no strikes to Mike Ford. Gatewood is on deck, and the pitch, and Ford swings and fouls it at the plate. 2 balls and 1 strike. Here's the 2-1, and it's taken for a strike, and now 2-2. Clear, two outs, top of the ninth, and the pitch is low and outside, and now full count. Wendelken pauses, and now his payoff pitch, and it's swung on and cranked down the right field line, but that is going to be long foul and long into the Truckee River. Joints jumping tonight here in downtown Reno. It's been all weekend, and hopefully into tomorrow. The 3-2. A swing and a line drive right center field toward the gap, and that'll get down, and it'll go into the alley. Ford is around first, and Ford is into second, and he has given the Bees a chance here in the top of the ninth inning, and a dangerous hitter coming up in Jake Gatewood as the possible tying run. So here is Jake Gatewood, and they will insert a pinch runner here. That is Torrey Hunter Jr. Again, Gatewood represents the possible tying run. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing and one. Going to be a strike on the outside corner as Wendelken dots that outside edge, and now, once again, the Aces are a strike away. No balls, two strikes. At second base, the pinch runner, Torrey Hunter Jr. with two outs. Wendelken with the pitch and a swing and a foul back to the right. Balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way, and it's swung on and driven, but foul off to the left. Some heart-stopping contact there for some fans, but way foul. Palpable energy here at the ballpark. No balls, two strikes. Game with a possible tying run at the plate. The 0-2 from Wendelken. Swung on and chopped toward the middle. This is right at Cintron. He has it. Throws to first. In time. Aces win. And what a win it was tonight for Reno in front of a huge crowd. And J.B. Wendelken facing a dangerous hitter in Gatewood as the possible tying run gets him to bounce out to the infield to end the ball game, and no runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left for the Bees in the ninth, and the Aces now have the upper hand in this series and have a chance to go for a series victory tomorrow here at Greater Nevada Field. Our final totals tonight, the Aces 4 runs, 6 hits, and no errors, and the Bees 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher is Brandon Fott, and what more can you say about Fott? Spectacular since arriving in AAA, and Fott with that win will see his record improve to 3-0. The losing pitcher, Cesar Valdez, who again is so fun to watch late in his career. Valdez had limited the Aces to just 1 run through 6 innings and then gave up 3 in the 7th, but Valdez still impressed at times tonight, and he'll see his record dip to 7-5. And J.B. Wendelken will pick up the save for Reno, and for J.B., that is his first save in an Aces uniform, and that his third opportunity in a game that took 2 hours and 3 minutes, so it was 1 minute longer than the longest, or than the shortest game ever played here at this ballpark. 2:03. And in the paid attendance tonight, 7,073. And again, so much energy buzzing through the stands tonight here at Greater Nevada Field. We will take a break, come back for a post-game wrap on the radio side. If you're with us on the television side, we'll say so long for now. Thanks so much to Anthony Resnick, also to Devin Galang, those guys directing our broadcast tonight. And thanks to our amazing camera team here inside the yard. And again, if you are with us on the radio side, stick around. Our post-game wrap is coming up next. Again, our final score, the Aces 4 and the Bees 2. We're back to talk about it after this on the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swiftments, their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at SwiftUrgentClinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back inside Greater Nevada Field. Zach Beirute, glad to have been with you for this one tonight. It has gone final in a blistering 2 hours and 3 minutes. The Aces defeat the Salt Lake Bees by a final of 4-2. This is a fun one to watch tonight, and it lived up to the hype with the fun pitching matchup. Brandon Pfaadt and Cesar Valdez, Aces past and present. And let's get you started with our final game totals. The Aces, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They left 2 stranded. The Bees, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and they stranded 3. The winning pitcher, Brandon Pfaadt, who's now 3-0. The losing pitcher, Cesar Valdez, who's now 7-5, and J.B. Wendelken, his first save in an Aces uniform in a game that took 2 hours and 3 minutes. The paid attendance, 7,073, and they thoroughly enjoyed themselves. If the buzz was any indication tonight, these fans were awesome, especially toward the end of the game. We take you back through it. And again, not a lot of base runners in this one for either team. Seth Beer led off the second inning with a home run over the right field grass. It was 470-something feet, maybe 471 or so. But either way, the home run gave the Aces a 1-0 lead, and they nursed that lead into the seventh inning. Valdez would give up an ensuing single to Dominic Canzone, who stole second. But that would be the last hit that Valdez allowed until Dominic Canzone's RBI triple in the seventh inning. Meanwhile, retired the first 8 batters that he faced. He gave up a 2-out single to Jake Palamaki in the third. A leadoff walk was drawn by Jake Gatewood in the fifth, and Pfaadt would get out of that inning with a 6-4-3 double play. Worked around a 2-out walk issued to Keen Wong in the sixth. And keep in mind, this is all with the game 1-0. So very, very slim margin for error. In fact, really none. And Pfaadt with a 1-2-3 seventh inning to punctuate his outing. Pfaadt retired the last 4 batters that he faced, and he was superb. He went 7 scoreless, gave up 1 hit, he walked 2, and struck out 4. And he continues to make a name for himself here in the Pacific Coast League. So the Aces leading 1-0 going into the bottom of the seventh, and they would widen the lead. Seth Beer drew a leadoff walk, and then Canzone, an RBI triple out to right center, and that RBI triple would make it a 2-0 ballgame. And then Jake Hager brought Canzone home with a sac fly to center, and Camden Dusenak followed that up with his second home run in as many games, a solo blast to left center, to the left of the 410 marker, and that home run made it a 4-0 Reno advantage. Valdez would finish the seventh inning, and he went 7, gave up 4 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. And again, outside of that 3-run seventh inning, Cesar Valdez was once again really, really tough to time up tonight for Aces hitters. In the top of the eighth inning, the Bees would get themselves back in it. Keone Kella came on to pitch, and Kella gave up a leadoff double to Steven Duggar. And then after getting back-to-back outs, gave up a 2-run homer to Jake Palamaki, his second of the year. And Palamaki's home run made it 4-2, so they were right back in it were the Bees, but Kella got Keen Wong to fly to right to end that inning. And then after the Aces came up empty in the bottom of the eighth and the top of the ninth, J.B. Wendelken on the pitch. Wendelken got the first 2 batters, but then gave up a 2-out double to Mike Ford out to right center field. The next batter, Jake Gatewood, then representing the possible tying run. Gatewood, a dangerous customer. 16 home runs on the season, and he would ground out to the second baseman Cintron to end the ballgame is when Delkin secures the save and the Aces secure their third win in this series and have a chance to win this series outright tomorrow. Again, our final totals tonight, the Aces 4 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. They left 2 runners stranded. The Bees 4 runs, or 2 runs, 3 runners stranded. The winning pitcher, Brandon Pfaadt, he is now 3-0. The losing pitcher, Cesar Valdez, who is now 7-5, and J.B. Wendelken, his first save of the season, a game that took 2 hours and 3 minutes, and the paid attendance was 7,073. Another big crowd tonight here at Greater Nevada Field. Taking you through the out-of-town scoreboard, there are a couple of games still in progress in Tacoma. It's Albuquerque with a 2-0 lead on the Rainiers. That game is in the sixth inning. And in the bottom of the fifth inning in Vegas, the Aviators have scored 6 runs over their last 2 frames and have taken a 7-5 lead on the Rivercats. That game in the bottom of the fifth at Las Vegas Ballpark. Everything else a final. Oklahoma City drubbing Sugarland 13-5. Round Rock over El Paso 8-2. And that's the out-of-town scoreboard on this Saturday, August 20th, 2022. As far as what is to come tomorrow, day baseball here on the banks of the Truckee. The final game of the series, and again, the Aces will have a chance to win it outright. Dre Jameson will take the mound for Reno, 4-9, a 6.90 ERA. Salt Lake still has yet to announce its starter for the game tomorrow. But 1:05 first pitch, our pregame coverage on the radio at 12:55, and then we'll be on MILB TV as well. So we hope you'll join us for that. And that about does it for us tonight from Greater Nevada Field. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff for all that they do. Special shout-outs to Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side, and also A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden, who run the social media, and for everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball. I'm Zach Beirute saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Again, our final score tonight, the Aces 4, the Bees 2. Sleep fast. We'll see you tomorrow at 1:05 p.m. for a matinee tomorrow. Our pregame coverage on the radio at 12:55. We'll look forward to having you with us for that. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, and so long from the biggest little city.